A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a shakeup in the Salt Lake mayor's race in the past hour. Jim DeBacchus has conceded, leaving Aaron Mendenhall and Luis Escamilla to move forward to the general election. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, we're learning new details about a deadly shooting at a Mill Creek apartment complex this week. Investigators say the man killed was trying to defend another man who got in an argument over social media. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Slowdowns in place for Davis County drivers northbound I-15, Farmington up to Hill Air Force Base. But I-15 southbound for Utah County drivers wide open, looking good from the point to Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another warm one today, around 95, but will cool heading into the start of the weekend. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee as federal officials head to the scene to investigate what happened. ABC's Justin Soto is there.
Preliminary indication is that two pilots and three passengers were aboard this plane. And we do note that this was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s plane. His wife was also aboard, as well as their child, according to his mother and social media reports from his mother this afternoon.
The FAA says the Cessna Citation rolled off the end of the runway after landing at Elizabethton Municipal Airport and burst into flames. The Dayton, Ohio mass shooter had cocaine, alcohol, and anti-anxiety drugs in his system during this month's massacre. That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Dr. Kent Harshberger, who says the gunman sustained 52 gunshot wounds from police.
He sustained multiple gunshot wounds of his torso and upper and lower extremities. The wounds were sustained above and to the side of the body armor plates.
Police are still trying to work out a motive for the mass shooting. President Trump says he supports the Israeli government's decision to bar Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota from entering the country over their support of boycotts.
The things that they've said, Omar, Tlaib, what they've said is disgraceful. So I can't imagine why Israel would let them in.
ABC's Jordana Miller with reaction from Jerusalem.
Dangerous is how one Israeli Arab lawmaker, Ahmed Tibi, put it. Lots of criticism also from Israeli politicians. Centrist Yair Lapid calling Netanyahu's ban a mistake that will only strengthen the boycott Israel movement and damage Israel's ties with the Democratic Party.
In a prepared statement, Congresswoman Omar says Israel's move is an insult to democratic values. A roller coaster day on Wall Street. Indices flip between gains and losses. The Dow ended up 100 points. The S&P gained 7, but the NASDAQ lost 7 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
And this is the KSL In-Depth. The new intersection at Pioneer Crossing and Redwood Road is opening to the public. Heidi Goodhart, active transportation manager with UDOT, believes the new intersection is going to benefit everyone on the road, especially cyclists.
There's extensive bicycle accommodation all the way through, and we've really taken extra care with trying to figure out how we're going to get bikes and pedestrians safely across the roadway.
The design of the intersection was skewed toward making cyclists feel safer on the road.
We identified that there were a lot of cyclists and people who ride bikes navigating through here. With our traffic studies and with some of the data that we get through Strava, we realized that it was a really high-use corridor, and we just wanted to make sure that they were an important consideration early in the design.
UDOT's strategy to protect bikers is creating bike boxes. So what's a bike box? How does it work?
The bike boxes are basically a green area that has been marked out on the pavement. And it provides a way for cyclists, as they're biking, to go and wait in the bike box until the light changes in the opposite direction. And so it helps facilitate a left-hand turn without kind of the risk that cyclists kind of have to take of navigating over multiple lanes at high speed to get into a left-hand turn bay. And so this increases safety for bicyclists, and it helps add predictability. You can expect to see the cyclists in this box, and it helps motorists understand why they're there, what their intentions are, and it really helps clarify where people should be and why they should be there.
The bike box and intersection layout is the first of its kind in the U.S. A nice reminder here. Share the road with the cyclists, okay? KSL News Time, 420. We have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of a new crash with injuries blocking a right lane of traffic. Now, this is on the Collector Ramp 2, southbound I-15. It's approximately 1700 south, so the ramp to either join southbound I-15 or go to I-80 or the 201. So right now, delays are on that ramp, but the main flow of southbound I-15 also affected. You're going to see heavy and slow traffic from 1300 south through Midvale. Northbound I-15 slowing, Draper to the south interchange, and delays eastbound I-215 south belt, Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Well, 5600 west is now busy between I-80 down to 3500 southwest valley. Straggling delays on Bangor Highway. This starts right about the 201 in spots all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line. And I-15 in Utah County still moving at good speed. Steve?
Well, the tow trucks are there as emergency crews clear up that rollover crash with injuries in Murray. 45th South had stayed in the intersection. A couple of southbound right lanes still closed, and four eastbound left lanes are closed in the area. If you're on southbound Foothill Drive, we have slowdowns between Sunnyside and Parley's Way. Northbound I-15 from downtown, busy up to the north interchange. Looks like an 18-minute KSL travel time, Salt Lake to Farmington right now. More slowdowns from Shepherd Lane and Kaysville up to Sunset. And a crash on northbound I-15 in Honeyville in Box Elder County. Looks like southbound I-15, busy Riverdale through Sunset. Ogden's Flooring and Design was voted the best flooring store in Utah Valley for 10 consecutive years. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Or stop by one of their 11 locations for a free measurement. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s, the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here, and I'm watching the tour of Utah through Davis County this midday today, and I see these guys dumping ice down their backs, just trying to avoid this heat. Tomorrow they get to Salt Lake City, and I guess it's going to be a little cooler for them. Is that possible?
Well, yes, it is possible. There's a little cool front that's going to nudge down tonight, and that's going to drop our temperatures. Jeff, I've ridden the route those bikers took in a car, and it was extremely difficult. So I'm very sympathetic to what they're doing on the bikes.
You know, I rode up to the finish line this morning.
Yeah,
it was exhausting.
That hill is terrible for a four-cylinder. It hums and it tries to climb. Bottom line is extra hot. Temperatures today, mid-90s. Tomorrow, we'll be in the low 90s. So a brief reprieve, but it doesn't last too long. Low 90s again on Saturday, mid-90s by Sunday, mid to upper 90s early next week. Kids are going back to school, and it is staying extra hot, Jeff. I guess that's what happens here at the end of August. But no major relief in sight other than a little blip tomorrow.
Reality check for the kids, right? It's 94 degrees in Salt Lake City. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
The Pioneer Children's Memorial has 17 stones that celebrate and honor over 650 known and unknown children who perished on the journey west. Between 1846 and 1869, tens of thousands crossed the Pioneer Trail to this very valley. It was a great journey of hope through the wilderness. Many came simply seeking peace and their God. Most of those came down the very mountain we pass every day. Each had their own story, but all had one thing in common. Their journey was difficult, filled with danger. Each had courage and made sacrifices, yet all carried with them the hope of a new life as they crossed the wilderness. You're invited to come hear their stories of trials and triumph at This Is the Place Heritage Park. The Pioneer Children's Memorial was a joint venture between Days of 47 Incorporated and This Is the Place Heritage Park. It was completely funded by private donations from people just like you. Come celebrate our state's great pioneer history at This Is the Place Heritage Park.
Visit the Pioneer Children's Memorial at This Is the Place Heritage Park.
Rushing my 7-year-old to the emergency room, I thought that was traumatic enough. But then we got slapped with a surprise medical bill for more than $10,000. We have insurance. We thought we were covered, but instead, we're being price gouged by greedy insurance companies. And now they're teaming up with government bureaucrats to make things even worse. Doctor shortages, hospital closures, all because of a big insurance scheme called government rate setting. Rate setting may sound good, but in reality, it only serves the big insurance companies already making record profits and will devastate rural emergency care, leaving hardworking Americans neglected and uncared for, while coastal elites enjoy their world-class hospitals. But Congress can stop that. So call Senator Mike Lee at 202-224-3121 and tell him that rate setting is not the answer to surprise billing. It'll only make things worse. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, it's never good news. Keep in mind, it's not just you.
I owed roughly $34,000.
$61,000.
When the IRS first contacted me, I was horrified.
When they start hounding you and harassing you and assaulting you.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
From what I got told was being done in a matter of 2 years, he had done in a matter of like 48 hours.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Once I signed on with Jordan, I never talked to the IRS again.
It changed our lives.
You need someone to fight for you. Visit taxhelput.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com.
We are watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. The plant-based craze won't be making it to the Red Lobster menu anytime soon. The CEO of Red Lobster thinks plant-based seafood is terrible. While the popular chain is open to meat alternatives, he says they haven't found a product worth serving. KSL Drive's new car sales in California have dropped more than 5% in 2019. The state's on track to fall short of 2 million cars sold. That's the biggest loss since 2014. The FDA will place new graphic health warnings on cigarette packs. These new labels will focus on some of the lesser known risks of smoking, like erectile dysfunction, bladder cancer, cataracts. Tobacco companies are expected to sue and try and stop the labels. Wall Street today, a mixed bag after stocks took that nosedive yesterday. Walmart, Procter & Gamble, and Kellogg helped the market claw its way back, but GE took its worst tumble in over a decade. The numbers, the Dow jumped 99 points today to 25,579. The S&P 500 rose 6 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 7.